Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, January 2nd, 2023, the first Word of the Week of the new year. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, God in a Box, and our scripture reading is from Psalm 96, verses 1 to 3, which says, Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless God's name. Tell of God's salvation from day to day. Declare God's glory among the nations, God's marvelous works among all the peoples. For several years, I've noticed on the calendar that hangs in my kitchen that December 26th is called Boxing Day. Some years, the calendar reads Boxing Day in Canada. This year, I became curious enough to do a little research and found out that Boxing Day is celebrated on the day after Christmas in Canada and several countries across Europe. It has nothing to do with the sport of boxing, but is a holiday that officially began in 1871 and was originally a day to box up gifts and give them to those in need. One legend says that originally Boxing Day was a day off for servants of the wealthy. They would receive boxes from their employers to take home to their families. The boxes often consisted of gifts, bonuses, and leftovers from the meals served on Christmas Day. Boxing Day is still celebrated and still appears on calendars, but is now considered a bank holiday and a shopping day with stores having after Christmas sales. Learning more about Boxing Day got me thinking of how often we seem to put God in a box. By that, I mean how often we limit how we think about the expansiveness of who God is as the creator of all people and all nature, or how often we put God in a box and only open our God box when we are in crisis or think of God as our last resort for help. At times we make God small enough to fit in a box, and don't believe that God is or can be involved in our day-to-day lives, work, and decisions. So often we think of our relationship with God like many of our other relationships. They come and go, or we stay in touch when it's convenient for us. But the God we learn about in Scripture cannot be put in any size box. God is present in all things and in all places as Emmanuel, God with us, all the time. God is out and about and always moving among us. That's what we learn in the Christmas story. And if we read all of Psalm 96, we see that even nature rejoices at the coming of God. As we continue in these days of Christmas, and as we begin a new year, may we be reminded that God came to us in Jesus for all people and for all creation to rejoice. There is no box that can hold our God. Thanks be to God. Amen.